people are not straining carrying that thing. But also notice it has a white top, it seems to be hollow inside, and it has somebody's carrying a gray tarp underneath. Well, it turns out at the Pentagon, there were white tents, blue tents with white tops and gray tarps. There's one in the upper left. There's three more. There's a close-up of them. There's three more, except one of them is the same one we saw at first. There's one out in the street, plus two more behind the trees. And they have a white top, two layers, and a gray tarp floor. As far as I'm concerned, we've solved this one. That's what that is. My point is, this doesn't prove anything one way or other about what happened at the Pentagon. It just says, look, we make mistakes. Some of our evidence is found in blind alleys. It helps our credibility if we admit we've made mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then, you know, there's these pictures. Are these fake? Are they real? Why do they put these pictures out? The upper right is from the new pictures that were released. Boy, that surely shows us what happened. That white smudge, that's a, okay. And then, so the question goes on. It seemed to me the pictures they released the second time around were nowhere near as sharp as these, as fuzzy as they are, where that white smoke trail looks really strange, and jets don't make white smoke trails. So if this picture is real, it kind of makes the case that 77 in the Pentagon, but we don't know if it's real. Where did we get these pictures from, the Pentagon? Are they faked? Are they real? Why are they putting out pictures that are fake that look real? Are they trying to mess us up? Maybe. But the main point I want to make is this picture right here is probably the biggest problem this movement has. Because in the middle of this picture, we have the quote-unquote 16-foot hole. But if you notice, below the 16-foot hole is a blast of white foam. And if that's not in the way, you notice there's a hole below the 16-foot hole connected to it. That's what it looks like if it's all traced out, including the bent beams and all the other details. Broken windows. There's another picture of below the 16-foot hole. This is a composite of a whole bunch of pictures showing the 90-foot hole in the first floor above the 16-foot hole in the second floor. So it doesn't prove anything one way or another, but it is 90-foot on the first floor, it's 16-foot on the second. So this whole 16-foot hole meme has to go. It's like the blue tarp.
Amen.
Okay, so some people agree. So if you composite a whole bunch of pictures together, you get a hole like this. If you try to put a plane in, it looks like that, except the plane is actually wider like that because it went in a 45-degree angle, which means it's actually that wide. There's apparent width hitting the Pentagon. There's a lot of wingtip hanging out there. So does it prove anything? It just raises a lot of questions, especially this picture. This is probably the most important picture of the Pentagon because this is the area to the left where all that wingtip hit the building in the not-renovated part. And the damage seems to be limited to this black beam, there's a close-up of the steel beams going up, and you can just barely see the one at the top above the windows. There's another shot of it. There's a close-up. Not a whole lot of damage from a very strong wing. If it's, regardless of what it is, there's a wing hitting there, it's not doing a lot of damage, and yet just to the right of it, it blasted through this incredibly reinforced wall. I mean, there's something very strange about this whole thing. So, you know, why did that long piece of wingtip do such a small amount of damage to the left side there? To me, it's a mystery. So then, of course, we have this exit hole. It's very strange. Nobody can quite figure it out. Some people say that might be a piece of wreckage. Who knows? But few people talk about this. Opposite this exit hole, on the other side, across empty space, there's nothing but a smoke smudge. Now, something blasted through the wall, and by the time it crossed empty space, made a smoke smudge? What's with that? I don't know. And then, of course, the trailer that got knocked aside along with some fence clearly got whacked pretty hard. What hit it? What part of what could have done that? Now, here's the only debris picture I'm going to show, which, if this picture was real, really does look like 757 wheel, one of the two models of wheels that go on 757s. But where did this picture come from? Is this real? Is it faked? Did it come from the Pentagon? I don't know. The light poles, not everybody likes to talk about the light poles. Some people like to think they're knocked out by something other than the plane. I don't happen to think so. It looks exactly, as an engineer, it looks exactly like a light pole would look. It hit very fast by a fast-moving object. There's a total of five of them. We got a lot of photographs of the five poles and where they landed. They're all in a nice straight line on the supposed flight path. There's two more pictures of them coming in the flight path. What's interesting is they're apparently separated by 35 meters, which is 112 feet. Does this prove anything? Not really, because both the 757 and the Global Hawk have a wide enough wingspan to do the job. Getting my drift here? It's like, this is a very mysterious part, and I don't think we should be arguing about it in public. Let's keep our debates in these conferences and amongst ourselves, because the evidence will contradict itself. So let's be more strategic in how we present this one divisive Pentagon issue. We have plenty of strong evidence we agree on. Thank you very much.